It's time to say good morning to Peter Allam, our legal eagle on duty. Peter, very good morning on this Monday morning.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to all the listeners out there. Nice and rainy again.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not complain. Water is always needed, yeah.
No, look, you know, on the... Especially people that have got rainwater tanks, and you know, you save every drop and then use it sparingly.
Absolutely. Yeah, Wayne, our chat today will be on cameras. So let me start by saying that we're talking about the installation of CCTV cameras on private property.
Right.
Definitely enhances security. There's no doubt about that. But what we're going to talk about today is that it needs to be done with consideration for others, the privacy of others, let me put it to you that way. You need to ensure that your cameras are directed only at your property, and you need to follow basic guidelines for transparency and responsible usage. So you need to basically ensure that you can avoid legal issues and maintain good relations with your neighbors. Because where the privacy of a neighbor is invaded or a harassment occurs, the legal system allows for a remedy through the Protection from Harassment Act. And the Magistrates Court will help and protect the rights of those affected and prevent ongoing issues. So let's start by saying, you know, if you're going to install cameras, which you have a right to do, there's nothing to stop you from installing cameras. As a security measure, it's crucial, though, to install the cameras responsibly. That's the main thing. Respect the privacy of others. Problems normally arise when the CCTV system extends beyond monitoring one's own property and begins capturing areas that are not the owner's concern. Mm. For example, if a camera is monitored and positioned to monitor not only the owner's yard, but a neighbor's private space, complaints or privacy invasion. And I've touched on this subject today because we recently did indeed have someone who asked if he could lay criminal charges over something like this. It was a home in Cambridge where the guy had been broken into, had enough and put a camera which showed the neighbor's backyard as well. Unfortunately, the neighbor had a habit of tanning without any clothes on any swimming pool, and that's why he took offense.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, but we did sort it out between the two neighbors. The person concerned, once my client had got a letter, came in, we called the neighbor in, and, you know, both homes had, in fact, been broken into and had theft. So for the sake of peace, the cameras was just slightly amended their view, and the neighbors eventually got on. So, yes, it does happen in reality. And those two neighbors in Cambridge, I'm told, it actually brought them closer together and they now talk to each other regularly, which is very nice to know.
Right.
So, you know, if a camera is in your neighbor's yard, make sure that you've spoken to the neighbor. Just have the decency to say, this is what I'm going to do, and let him come and see what you have, and then, you know, it'll sort out things. There's no doubt that cameras do assist. I mean, you have CCTV cameras all over the world, and they capture all sorts of things, which is really good. I know my good lady, Christy, had her car bashed at a local pub on Friday night 2 weeks ago, and believe it or not, the CCTV cameras got the culprit, and they've managed to sort out the damages to her car with a hit and run. So CCTV cameras are a real necessity and a help, let me put it to you that way. In South Africa, privacy issues related to the cameras are not specifically protected by the law. There's no specific law that says you cannot put up a camera, unfortunately. The Constitution grants broad privacy rights to citizens, but there's no specific law that makes it illegal to use. And as long as it's for personal security reasons, you have a right to install cameras. Privacy complaints, like I've mentioned, do arise. So there is it seems to be all good with cameras, but you can pick up a problem. the common law protection and harassment. As I mentioned, there's no specific law, but the surveillance is criminal in nature. Then you have a right to have your violation of privacy protected. The camera records areas where people have a reasonable expectation of privacy, a bedroom or a bathroom in particular. That's very important. And if it becomes a nuisance because the people next door feel that you're watching them all the time, which often happens, you know, you might not even be permanently at the camera, but the person probably thinks you've got a TV on with the cameras and you can see every move that they're making. So, you know, it can lead to a neighborhood dispute, a threat to the neighbor, and that there can cause problems between neighbors and result in a call for the removal of the cameras. So as we mentioned, and I continuously mentioned, if you're going to put cameras up, put them up, see where they're picking up or what area they're picking up, and go speak to the party concerned, your neighbor, for example, to see what they have to say. The protection does, like I mentioned right in the beginning, come in the form of the Protection from Harassment Act, and that there is going through the Magistrates Court. It offers a civil remedy for individuals who feel harassed by another person's actions, including unreasonable surveillance. So the court will definitely come to your assistance if you have a, let's call it a naughty neighbor who's put cameras up and won't budge when you've asked him to remove them. So you can apply the Magistrates Court. They will send you to the section that deals with protection orders, and believe you me, you will be able to obtain a protection order to be served on your neighbor and prevent them from harassing you. The Act defines harassment, to be honest with you, as a situation where a person causes harm or creates a reasonable belief that harm may be caused to you or someone close to you, a family member, a household member, someone in close relationship. So harassment may include unreasonably following or watching a person, pursuing a person, or accosting someone, or loitering near the person's residence or workplace and other places that they frequent. So it's where you continuously are looking to see what they're doing or following them and that type of thing. A person that feels harassed by a CCTV camera positioned in such a way that it invades their privacy can definitely apply for a protection order at the local magistrate's court, and will certainly be granted one. Once you've granted an order, if you are the aggrieved party and your neighbor does not want to listen, it then legally protects you from continuing with the behavior and the cameras being in place. So, you know, an harassment order can in fact lead, the result of that is that a violation of the protection order can lead to a fine, substantial fine, or in fact imprisonment up to 5 years. So it allows for temporary orders to be issued whilst waiting for a full hearing. This means that the situation is urgent. The complainant can request immediate relief until the court schedules a return date for a hearing. So they won't just grant you one without hearing what the neighbor has to say. And don't start going to court if you're the naughty neighbor who jumps over the wall and steals something or continuously in the yard of the other party, because, you know, that could be a defense, for example, to the reason why you put the cameras up, because of the disturbance that comes from yourself. So be careful about that. Then basically, you know, responsibility, like we mentioned right in the beginning, is of the most importance. The TV camera system must respect that of the neighbor's privacy. And my suggestion is that there are 5 or 6 pertinent points that need to be covered and that you need to do. Firstly, talk to your neighbor, tell him what's happening. When you position the cameras and you see what's going to come on, call the person in and chat to them. So to meet with your neighbor and sort that out is important. Transparency must prevail. Inform your neighbors about the CCTV system and its purpose, and this will prevent any misunderstandings. The positioning is another important thing. Ensure that the cameras are pointed solely at your property and not at the neighboring homes, yards, or private spaces, unless you have permission from the neighbor to allow for that. If the camera inadvertently captures their property and they're not happy with that, make sure that you take steps to reposition it, or make sure you get permission in writing from the neighbor as well. Mm. You might pick up the crying neighbor one day and he comes and says, no, I never gave permission. So my suggestion there is that once you position it, call the neighbor, let him see, and let him sign that he's happy. You never know what happens with neighbors. You know, friends today, bad friends tomorrow. Mm. Unfortunately, that's a common thing that happens. You know, especially if you've got a camera, make sure that you're not got it capturing a bathroom or a bedroom where people, you know, can be seen. Mm. Make sure that you're away from the windows. That is definitely necessary. Public areas. Can you, you know, capture public areas? Yes, you can. There's nothing to say that you can't. Along our little lovely coastline there, Shafley Road, we've got cameras all over the show. That's a public area, the road, and it's been used to capture many a person. I'm told that when the owners in Kwekwezi were tied up some 2-3 weeks ago whilst we were away, that the cameras picked up exactly what happened and they were able to follow and catch the parties concerned there. So, you know, you just need to place a sign up to say that there are CCTV cameras in place and that is good enough for public places to continue with. I think the cameras that we've got on the coast are all properly advertised and it's common knowledge that they're there and they're very, very visible. I might mention just that with my little trip to Aussie for the last 2 months, you've got cameras everywhere, every 100 meters on the city street lights is a camera. Mm-hmm. Every bridge has a camera. They work on cameras. Their surveillance is incredible. And it covers the whole of Australia, picks up crime with absolute ease, picks up if your driver's license, not your driver's, your car license is not valid and that type of thing, picks up speeding, picks up non-use of seatbelts. So, you know, it's big in Australia and it works. That's the last thing about it. And then, of course, you know, your data handling, be careful what you do with it. If you capture your neighbor, don't start sending it on TikTok or something like that. Make sure that, you know, it's only for security purposes. And you know, invariably these cameras go for 2 weeks and then delete. Mm. So, you know, you only retain footage when it's needed for security purposes. You know, don't pick up the neighbor that's having a fun day charming a boyfriend or something like that and you keep it and say, I'll use it against them one day or I'll show the husband what's happening when he's at work. Be careful of that because you'll only get yourself into trouble with that. So, you know, that is basically where we are with CCTV cameras. Very strict rules are although not strict rules because there's no act that covers it, but your harassment act does allow for it to be controlled and strictly controlled in the sense that if there is a valid complaint, you are going to find yourself in hot water.
Right. So basically, if you do install cameras around the house, you need to make sure that they aren't, as you mentioned, you know, looking at bathroom and bedroom windows and especially the neighbors' windows and swimming pools and things like that, and that they're positioned to serve the purpose of controlling crime and giving you extra visibility should there be an incident where you need to have a look without going outside, you know, to protect your own self.
Absolutely. You know, I've heard of so many instances, well, not only heard of it, but you walk into many a home and you'll see the TVs on with the cameras going. The same with businesses. I mean, they work. If you look at supermarkets, almost every supermarket has surveillance cameras in all corners of the home, and they cover, and the owner sitting in his office can see exactly what's happening in his shop. I mean, your security in shops when they pick you up for shoplifting comes from the cameras. I mean, you have full-time guards. Well, not guards, employees sitting monitoring the cameras and watching people and seeing people who put stuff into their bag. That's how they stop. You know, how many shoplifters don't we have here and say, oh, but I didn't do it intentionally,
accidentally.
You know, I didn't have a basket. Meantime, you know, you can if you go back on the cameras and you see it clearly there. And just another warning that I've got as well is that, you know, your places like the big supermarkets, all of them, you know, to mention but a few, the Spars, Pick and Pay, Checkers, and that type of thing, they work purely on their cameras. So when you're caught on your cameras, be careful. Don't start denying things. You know, yes, you can make a mistake. You can put something in your handbag because you don't have a trolley. But the cameras pick it up and show exactly what has happened. You know, they may not have cameras in change rooms and you've got to change, but certainly the camera can pick you up going into the change room with two dresses, coming out with one dress and that type of thing. So often people say to me, oh, I didn't intend doing it. And they also have a policy that they're forced to charge you. Because if they let you go, then the next person comes along and says, oh, Joseph was caught here the other day. He gave an explanation. You allowed him to pay and he left.
Right.
So I know that most of those big stores have a policy that they charge the police come and they then let the police do a plea bargaining with the party concerned so that they are covered. So shoplifting, the cameras are there. Be careful. Beware. You know, we've had lots of people. You know, people come in and say, oh, but my dad's lost his mind and doesn't know what he's doing. Unfortunately, your dad's going to be charged, you know, and they have to go through the court procedure to try and sort that out. It's a hell of a thing. You need medical certificates and evidence to show and prove and you know, get the charges withdrawn if you can. So beware. CCTV cameras are everywhere. Believe you me. Most suburbs, most shops, most businesses have it. One problem that they have with it is that you can just pick up the criminals wear balaclavas and hide their faces, and they're clever enough to do that. But in most instances, they can still pick up the body of the party, you know, the shape and that type of thing. And cameras are good. They can track down a transgressor, so beware.
Yeah. And Peter, just going back, just by on a sort of a question of clarity, but is, you know, you mentioned that in public places, cameras are allowed. Now, for instance, you've got a house in your business in Berea, where Alam's Attorneys is situated, and let's say, for instance, you've got cameras which are positioned near the gate that looks up and down the road. Are those allowed? Because that's sort of a private camera looking into a public area. You could argue that it's there for to monitor movement in and out of the gates. Would that be acceptable?
Yeah, that would definitely be acceptable. There's no problem with that because you're not shining directly into another home or anything
or
like
yard.
That. Our cameras, for example, do show the front yard, and they have been used by our neighbour across the road a number of times. When Merville was still here, we were able to pick up break-ins there. Mm. In fact, the private home across the road once had a problem years back, and we were able to assist in showing what happened, where they went over the wall and that type of thing. So, yeah, but I mean, you know, our cameras are clearly visible, and we certainly don't show into, we're fortunate enough that our side of the road is all businesses, but across the road, we don't shine directly into that one. We just shine to the wall across the road. And that permission was granted when the previous owner owned the home. And they were quite happy with that. Once again, just mention to your neighbors what you have. It's important. I think as well these days that if you are a neighbor and there are CCTV cameras, you appreciate it and are happy to encourage it, in my opinion. I mean, I always say to people when they come to me and say, oh, there's a camera, what can I do about it? I say, well, let's stop. Let's just start with security. Does it help you? Does it shine into a bedroom or a bathroom? Does it shine into your, you know, not shine, but pick up your entertainment area or something like that? And invariably the answers are no. Or if there is a problem, just phone the person with the camera and sort that out. Just say, you know, we'd like to come and see what's happened and sort that out. Way back I had a matter at, Kids Beach, out there at one of their complexes there. They're very much on top of each other. I think it was Seabail or something like that. And the neighbor was complaining because they felt that it was shining into, not shining, but focused into their back entertainment area. Mm-hmm. And when I went to have a look, yes, indeed, the one camera was not even showing the boundary of the home concerned.
It was right over.
And the excuse was that there is a little swamp at the back, and that's where the people are coming in. We adjusted it, you know, to show the fence line of our client and the other party, where you couldn't see into the yard and that type of thing. The owner of that yard didn't like the fact that, you know, they could watch his wife hanging up the washing every day and that type of thing. You know, he used to do the washing early in the morning in their jammies, and they felt that they were specifically watching that. But there was a bit of friction between the neighbors there as well. So I've had quite a few matters over the years with surveillance cameras. Interesting. But all capable of being solved, in
solved
my opinion.
By chatting. So in other words, just getting back to the public areas, as Joe Public, you should not actually expect any privacy in a public area from CCTV cameras. If you're in a public area, cameras are picking you up, and that is acceptable. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You hit it spot on. There is no privacy in a public area. If you elect to go into a public area, you will be subject to the surveillance. Mm-hmm. And you'll find all the supermarkets, all the places like that. You even take Oxford Street, where they've got CCTV cameras. When they were put up, it was advertised in the Daily Dispatch. The cameras are clear. Mm. And you find signboards that say this area is surveilled. I mean,
under surveillance.
It's covered by CCTV. The surveillance is there. Yeah. So, you know, that's it.
And Peter, one last question. We're starting to run out of time, but is it compulsory to put signage up to say there are CCTV cameras in a given area? This would probably be more pertinent to a business or a public area like a mall as opposed to your house. But are there any regulations governing notification?
There's no regulation or law in that regard at the moment, but it is expected, that if I can use that word. There's no, you know, there's no specific law relating to CCTV cameras that says you must put up a sign to warn people and that type of thing.
Right.
You know, it's the same as it brings into play the drone as well, a very important thing. You know, you can't just fly a drone, and you've got to respect privacy there as well. You know, that's another thing. You can't take a drone onto a beach and utilize that, because that's different to, you know, that's a moving camera, you know, but that's different to CCTV cameras.
Okay, it's a very interesting topic, and I'm sure one that opens up all kinds of cans of worms as, you know, technology improves and sort of methods of capturing data and whatnot is improved. But Peter, if somebody wants to reach you, maybe they've got an issue to do with CCTV cameras or anything else for that matter, how do they reach you at Adams?
Yeah, they can get us at 6 Sansom Road, little side street where Pep Stores is in Devra Avenue. Telephone 043-7211-018, or they can like us on Facebook, just add a S to Adams, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for Sugar, and look us up. They can find us on Wild Coast FM as well. Mm-hmm. Our details are there. Feel free to contact us, and we'll assist where we can.
Great. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a great week. Look forward to chatting next week.
Thank you, Wayne.
Cheerio then. Peter Allam with today's Legal Eagle. Interesting topic, cameras, and the ins and outs and what you can and can't do.